AM 700, KBYR, Anchorage. It's time for Conversations Unlimited with your host, Dave Stroh.
Good morning and welcome. Let me introduce to you my co-host for this next hour, Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage. He believes that the body has a tremendous power to heal itself and that it just needs no interference for better health. He joins us now at our studio at 9th and Gamble. Good morning, sir.
Live. Hi, Dave.
Always a pleasure to see you.
Pleasure's mine.
Well, here we go. What is the quality of your advice to patients regarding their bodies?
Well, that's an interesting question. Right off the bat, what is the quality of my advice? I think my quality is high. Maybe their listening skills aren't as high. We do give a lot of advice, Dave.
Yes.
And that's and we try to keep shoulders back and head up and make sure you get your adjustments, make sure you're eating right, sleeping right, thinking right, financially sound, all these other things. We try to give advice. How many people take that? I have a great say. You want to hear a Kersey original?
I would love to.
I think it's mine. Maybe somebody else said it. Take my advice. I'm not using it. Because sometimes we give advice that we're not taking ourselves. But most of the time, like when I say, make sure you get regular adjustments, I get regular adjustments. When I say, you should be eating better, I try to eat better on a daily basis.
Right.
When I say, take your supplements, I take my supplements. Now, I thought about that today. I was going to take my supplements before I left here. I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to probably take my arginine ornithine before and my creatine before I go to the gym. So I'm going to wait until I get home and get my son, and we're going to go to the gym. So, but I take that advice, and I use that advice. But I think the quality advice comes from 27 years in practice,
right,
8 years of school. I mean, we do all those things because we want to help teach, right? And doctor means teacher. And that's what we want to do, is we want to teach our patients what is correct. What are the things that you could be doing a little bit better today than you were not doing yesterday, and maybe for better tomorrow, and prevent some problems. So I think the quality is great. I think we have enough education in our education and our being and our practice that I think it's good quality.
To help a patient, what must they be doing in return? I mean, you're doing your job. What do they have
to do? All right,
so
you get the fix me. You get fix me. Can you fix this?
Right.
I don't fix anything. We've talked about this for years.
Yeah,
We don't treat. We don't fix. We remove cause of problem. We get to the cause of problem. We remove subluxation. We allow the body to heal itself. And I don't fix. Here's what you need to do. Here's your shoulder exercises you need to do. Here, maybe we're do some planks. We're gonna ice. We're gonna do this. We're gonna sit up straight. We're not gonna sit for more than 15 minutes. We're gonna get up. We're gonna do these things. Well, did you do those exercises I gave you? No. Did you get a better mattress instead of the 45-year-old mattress that you're using? No. Well, do something to help yourself. Are you exercising? No. Is your thought process going a little better? Are you doing things? Are you doing some meditation? Are you doing some listening to audiobooks? Are you listening? Are you reading? Are you doing anything to help yourself?
No.
So that's a tough one. Right? Well, fix me. I can be responsible to you, but not for you. I'm there for you. Dr. Foley's there for you. We're there as chiropractors for you. Your other healthcare providers are there for you, but don't rely on them to help to fix all your problems. Do something for yourself. That's a great question today, Dave.
When do you feel useless as a chiropractor? maybe that was your answer.
Maybe sometimes. And sometimes I'll say, maybe you need to get a better chiropractor. And they well, no, you're well, then help me out, man. And it's tough because sometimes we have patients. Oh boy, I'm thinking of a couple. We'll talk and we'll tell them the same thing day in, day out, and they always come and they just don't listen. And it's like, you just got to help me out here. Just understand, come from a different perspective. It's not this, it's not that. And it's tough because you do feel useless sometimes. And then sometimes you have those patients that are just tough, and that we've done everything we can to help them, and they're still in that same boat. And we tried different modalities. We tried different providers to help them along. But sometimes it is tough because we can't fix anyone.
To be an effective chiropractor, where is that connection made between doctor and patient?
Oh, I would just go back to the last thing we just talked about.
Okay.
Communication.
All right.
I would say I think that's a great tool, right? So what is that? So it's communication. Here's what I have to offer you. Here's my optimum recommendations. This is what I see after almost 30 years in practice, and this is what I recommend. This is what I well, I don't want to do that. Okay. And talk to me. What do you want from this? And I'll often say that in the consultation. So what do you want from me? Well, I want you to fix my problem. Okay, so that's the first problem. I'm not gonna fix it. You are. Your body's internal intelligence, your innate intelligence is gonna heal. I'm gonna help. I'm gonna be a catalyst. But what do you want from me? What are you looking for? Are you looking for pain care? Are you looking for to get out of this pain for the next couple of days? Or are you looking for overall better health? What do you want? And that's where the communication begins. We're not gonna try to educate. We're not gonna try to make them mini chiropractors on day one. We're not going to try to, you know, change their whole philosophy on the world they grew up in the medical world. And should I take Advil for that? I saw a patient yesterday in Arizona. Well, now what? Do I take Advil tonight? I wouldn't if I was you. I mean, that's not what I would do. But, I mean, you could do whatever you want. But here's what I would do. Here's my recommendation. So communication, Dave, that's going to be what you want, what I want, what I think you need. And let's see.
As a doctor of chiropractic, are you attempting to contain the impulse to use drugs for pain?
Contain the yes. So we're going to, great question, David, this morning. Unbelievable. We're going to try to help that patient not rely on outside influences to heal themselves. That's what I would say. Yes. I would say we're going to say your body has the ability to heal if given the opportunity. Nature needs no help, just no interference, right? So so if we have to rely on drugs and we have to chase symptoms, then we're not doing our job. We're not doing our job as chiropractors trying to get to that cause and remove that cause and allow the body to heal. So I would say that, yeah.
How would you say the chiropractic industry is doing as a whole in reducing society's drug consumption?
We're doing major, major things on opioid epidemic, and which I think is worse than the other epidemic we have going on, the virus. I think the opioids, we see so many people dying, but where did that little statistic go? We're over the last couple of years, because we've been focused on other things. What about opioids? What about the people going to opioids, then going to heroin, then dying? And where are those statistics?
We will
lately?
Take a look at those numbers next week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
And it used to be a lot more people dying of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs.
Right.
And Advil, ibuprofen, do I take those Tylenol? What do I do with those? So if we're doing our job as chiropractors, your pain has gone away because we removed some interference and your body's healing itself. Are you still taking drugs? Are you still looking for that symptom relief every day? Are you carrying around drugs in your pocket just in case you have a little pain? Stress, anxiety, the medications for that are huge.
Yes.
Are we just masking our symptoms, or are we getting on with life? Are we trying to figure out how to deal with life a little better today without the use of drugs? Because we know every drug has a side effect. So if we're going to try to reduce side effects, and we're going to, because we know chiropractic, the side effects are better sleep, more energy, better health, better nervous system. So, yeah, I would say we want to try to get rid of those drugs.
Just as the body heals itself, does the individual have to draw on their own resources to assist their body in magnifying and empowering that healing?
Empowering the healing from within, yes! I love that. That is what we would like to do. We would like to have you empowered to heal and have you take charge of your health to be empowered with that, even the knowledge that I can heal. I can do all these things. You mean I don't have to be 350 pounds overweight if I do this? You mean my knees and my ankles and my low back won't hurt because I'm doing these things? You mean my indigestion, not only my poor diet, but my mid-thoracic spine where I have problems for years, that's contributing to that? Some knowledge of where those things are coming from. Yeah, let's get these people empowered. I love it.
Who would you say can't be seen by you, the chiropractor?
Oh, here's an... Can I go on a sidebar?
Please, go right ahead.
Sidebar. I was at a baseball game for my little boy, Vince, in California this weekend. So we went to Arizona, drove to California, and I was sitting in the stands. They were all... Everybody's in the shade. I was in the sun, because that's where I wanted to
yes.
be. And the row behind me had... She says, oh, look, a little bit of sun and a little bit of shade. So I said, we talked a little bit, and they're from California, and they're from San Diego, and this guy's coach, he's a dentist. She's a medical doctor. I said, interesting, I'm a chiropractor. And so we had this little conversation. Well, we always, do you know any good chiropractors in San Diego? I said, yeah, Dr. Vince, he's great, and he's right in San Diego, right where you are. And We talked about Dr. Vince, and, well, because I'd like to get him for a good guy. I said, what's a good chiropractor? Well, you know, you can't see people with osteoporosis. I said, well, sure we can. We see all that. What about spinal canal stenosis? I said, love it. I said, what about the spinal degeneration? What about all these things? And she kept going on about all the things we can't see as chiropractors. And I thought, well, and do you have a school for chiropractic? And I said, actually, we sit a few more hours in class than you do on paper. We actually sit in classroom more than you do. And it's your 8-year program, my 8-year program. It's the same program. We learn the same stuff. You do toxicology, pharmacology, surgery. We do more radiology. We do more nervous system. We do more adjusting. We do a lot of nutrition. We do nutrition. You don't do any nutrition. We do all those things. And, oh, I didn't know that. You're a medical doctor, and you have no idea what you're poo-pooing over here.
Right.
So what can you not see as a chiropractor? I love your question today, David. and, you know, people are like, oh, is that all scripted? I have no idea what you're going to ask me, but you're always going with the flow. Here's the deal. You can go to a chiropractor with just about anything. We're primary health care providers. If it comes into our office and we go, oh, you need this, we send you out. But we actually get to recognize what it is that you are dealing with, and we actually see what's happening with the body and say, okay, this is what you need. And if it's not a chiropractic case, if you want to call it that, but if you have the big C, what is that now? Is that COVID or cancer?
Both.
Both. We can actually see those people and allow their nervous system to be better, and we can help them along their journey of if they're in a disease state. But it's not all right. If you have a fracture, a active fracture of the thoracic spine. Say you have a compression fracture. Right. I'm not going to adjust that. If you have an atlas burst fracture, a Jefferson's burst fracture of the atlas, if you land on your head and you break your neck, I'm not going to see you. If you have fractures, a big thing. Other than that, all right, cancer in the spine, and we're dealing with those things. Not going to adjust through there. That's not going to be good. But other than that, we can see a lot of people.
Is there anything about modern medicine's message that you, as a chiropractor, find outdated and irrelevant in the 21st century?
Ooh, I would say, irrelevant. I would say that, oh boy. I think the relying on drugs is something we don't really need to do. But we look at this medical world, look at the TV, look at the commercials. I don't even have cable anymore, so I don't have those things. But the commercials on TV, here's your drug, here's your side effects. The side effect part of the commercial is usually longer than the actual commercial. So we're looking at all these experimentations going on with drugs. I think we should turn around and say, how can we experiment with our lifestyle that we can actually change some things before we rely on the pharmaceuticals? Pharmaceuticals, big industry, man. It's huge.
Yes.
Drugs, legal drugs, illegal, biggest money makers out there, and we know that. And I think we need to look at ourselves and look at our own lifestyle and say, well, I'm not going to just rely. I think the big thing is, you know how we say, well, but my medical doctor said, period, right? And we rely on that. Let's rely on your own education. We have the interweb. We can. Dr. Google can tell you some stuff, mm-hmm. But all these other things. Let's get a little bit more self. Empowerment, like you said, self-empowerment. And when we go to the medical doctor, when we go to that side of the world, have a little bit of knowledge, take that opinion and get some knowledge about it and research it and figure out what you want to do. Don't let one person, don't let your chiropractor, don't let your medical doctor, don't let your massage therapist, don't let them dictate what your health is all about. Empower yourself with some knowledge, get some opinions from everywhere, and use that to make your own decisions.
When you were sitting on that bleacher with the doctor from California, did you find yourself trying to combat the image of a chiropractor and who you truly are and what you really do?
I'm always proud to be a chiropractor, but sometimes when you talk to medical doctors, you have to say, oh yeah, well, I understand your opinion there. I did not have that. I had freedom. I was out in the middle. Nobody knew me. I felt like I could just say what I wanted to say. Nope, you're wrong on that. Yep, you're right on that. And at the end, the doctor, the dentist, handed me his card. He said, if you're ever in town, man, if we can call you for some questions. I thought, all right. And being myself and being the authentic chiropractor that I am, saying, no, not this time, man. I'm not gonna just say, oh, yeah, because you're a medical doctor, I'm gonna tell you exactly. And I usually do, Dave, but I think I was just happy-go-lucky to be a chiropractor, to just say what I feel. Nope. we love spinal canal stenosis. Nope, we love degeneration. Nope, you're wrong on that one too.
Boy.
And I just felt good about, you know, just being in the bleachers. Just, and you're not, even though you were sitting a row above me, you're not above me. We're all, and I left the conversation with this. And they said something about chiropractic. And I said, as long as we all keep it patient-centered, we're all going to be doing well for our patients. And I said, that's where it's all about. And she said, oh, you're right. It's all about patients. It is. And that was the takeaway. It wasn't about me as a chiropractor. It wasn't about you as a dentist or you as a medical doctor. It was about the patient. And when we make it about ourselves, when we make it about our profession, when we make it about us and us being right or wrong, that's where we go wrong. It's about the patient. We are here for the patients. Without the patients, we wouldn't have a job. We work for patients. We work for them. We serve patients on a daily basis. So if I have to think, I'm doing this for me and this is for my profession, we're doing it for the patient. We want better health for the world, and we have to serve our patients, keep them patient-centered.
In my business, we would drop the mic at that point, get up off the bleachers, and walk over to the snack
boom,
bar.
That's what we did.
Mic drop.
Is there ever a shortage of resources in chiropractic?
I don't think so, Dave. I think that our resources are
our spines,
abundant.
Aren't they?
they're abundant, man. We have so many resources out there, and there's so many great chiropractors out there, and there's so many things out there. And some people are reaching for other things because maybe they're not good adjusters. Maybe they don't feel like this subluxation chasing is where we should go. Maybe we should do more of this and more of that. Maybe my bank account's not so good today. Maybe I want to do more modalities than I should. Let's get back to patient-centered. Our resources are right there. Our hands and instruments that we use for adjusting the spine are there, and the nervous system. We have everybody out there with a nervous system needs chiropractic care. So, I mean, your resources are out there, and we are still not doing the job serving as many people as we can. And again, serving patients.
You have been in business or in practice for 27 years, 8 years of schooling. What kind of spines are you attracted to?
Yours, David.
I know.
I love yours. You have an interesting spine. I like spines that have mobility. It brings me, when you come in with some serious problems and you're all jammed up and we have to work hard to get you moving, that's a tough one. And that's tough on my body, your body, and it's work. And you may have some reaction to that because you're in pain and, oh, I came in at an 8. I feel like a 9. Well, maybe not. Maybe so. But I love spines that are actually doing better and healing. And you can feel the mobility of the spine again. You can feel the regular motion of the spine and less to adjust. The healing spine is what I like. And by say healing spine, that means the nervous system is healing and it's working and the innate flow is there and that life force is coming through and things are healing and you see progress. So when I see progress in a nervous system, that's what I like.
Do you consider me courageous for bringing my spine to you?
I do, David, because for how many years were you told, oh, I can't adjust this, I can't adjust that?
They'll
kill you. That if they go to a chiropractor, they'll kill you. You look like you're dying, man. You look like you're dying. And to get a hold, that the trust factor, right?
Right.
Because you know that it's not about, hey, I need another body on my table. We got plenty of those. I'd like to see what else we can do. Your SI joint, maybe it's not working. Well, you're not going to use that drop table, are you? Oh,
that was my first question.
You were scared.
I was.
And I said, it's a drop table. It does it's less impact than my hands beating you straight down. So we do a little drop, get the SI joint. Oh, and then one chiropractor was actually in my office as a student, as a preceptor. And he actually said in front of a patient, he said, well, I heard you can't move SI joints. I heard the research shows there's no mobility. And I looked at him and I said, watch this. And we move the joint and you hear, and it does move. And they are joints that need some love. And
yes.
But it is interesting. Your spine is, and I do think you're, I think everyone's courageous to take the step to do something for themselves. And you especially, because of your crazy spine that has been through the ringer. And I wish I grew up with you and actually was able to help you, because I think you've been in a lot better shape.
Well, thank you so much. Since you began your career over 30 years ago, has the human spine remained the same, or is it bending to the will of technology?
It is the technology. The tech neck, newspaper neck, whatever you want to call your neck that's going forward, that anterior weight bearing, it is absolutely ridiculous. When you look out in the world and you just see these people, I watched the guy on the corner here. He was combing his beard on his iPhone.
Did he have clothes on? Because the last guy that walked past here wasn't wearing any clothes.
This one had clothes on. But
okay.
And he was combing his beard and his head was still down. When's the last time you shaved or anything with your head down? ever. No, the platysma muscle in your neck, that gets strengthened in men by when we lift up our chins and we shave underneath our chin. That's that the platysma muscle. This guy right here, that's more apparent in men than women because we do a lot of that stuff. And but this guy was shaving or not shaving, but combing his beard with his head down. I thought, wow, that's interesting. But everybody has their head down, so I think our spines are developing things like horns in the back of our head from the external occipital protuberance from an enthesiopathic change. We're getting that little knot in the back of your skull at the top of your neck, base of your skull. That little guy right there is becoming elongated due to Tex neck, and it's like a heel spur in the back of your head because that wear of that ligament is pulling on that little bone where the ligament inserts into the skull, and it's creating a horn. So we have things like that are making changes in the world that we're seeing due to technology, where our heads are forward. I don't remember another time in history where our heads had to be forward like that. Right. I mean, never.
When you are, I'm going to put you on the spot. When you are out in public, will you judge a person by their spine or their posture?
I certainly will. I certainly will. And that's a good thing about it. As a chiropractor, if you're out there as a young chiropractor and you're in the dating world and you're sitting there at the mall and you look around and everybody's like, why are you checking out all those girls? Well, I'm not. I'm looking at their posture. And we actually.
I'm going to use that next time at the mall with my wife.
I'm looking at the as a member. No, I'm just as a chiropractor, and I'm trying to get away from the married guys out there to get caught. But that's what we do. I mean, I'll actually say to my kids, see that left SI joint isn't moving. See how she's gliding there, and this one's moving. And then look at that high shoulder. Look at that high right ear. Look at that head forward. And we'll say, look at that Tex neck. That's a nice one. And that chin is on the chest. And I mean, we have tons of pictures. I started to make a little catalog or a little thing in my phone with all the text next. And I did a panorama of the airport once with all the heads down. Oh. And my boy said, I can't use that. That you don't have the permission to use that. You can't. I said, oh, well, that stinks. But I do take pictures of people that random. I stopped doing that because I told I wasn't allowed because I ain't so smart that way. But yeah, your head going forward all day long is the worst thing for you. And it does lead to other problems. And if you think I'm wrong, that's fine. You could have your opinion. I might be right.
Has chiropractic reached the point in its 127 year plus history that it's now widely accepted, or does it still have a long way to go in its reach?
Well, if you ask the medical doctor sitting behind me in the bleachers when she said, well, insurance doesn't cover chiropractic, does it? And I thought, wow, man, you're way outdated. Yeah, man, VA, Medicare, Medicaid, regular insurance. We take that green stuff too, cash. I mean, it's all accepted. And we've been accepted, I think, the 70s, the 80s, the Mercedes 80s, they used to call it, because insurance came through with chiropractic. Yeah, it's accepted. Yeah, it's millions of people get it. You had a statistic. Millions of people get adjusted every single day. It's widely accepted. We're going out as students. The students are going out to programs in where did Dr. Foley go? Dr. Foley, did he go to where did he go? He went to Brazil, maybe, and saw. I think he went somewhere. But they have outreach programs in different countries where they go and serve the underserved chiropractic populations, and they help people. But it's widely accepted. Does it still need to be more accepted? Yes. Do we need to be a bigger part? Well, she was saying, well, you don't go into hospital. But what we do, look at the Alaska Native Medical Center. We have a chiropractic, the alternative medicine program, mm-hmm. which I don't think should be called alternative to anything. I think it should be called chiropractic or medical or whatever else you have. But that is there. We're in the hospitals there. It's a great thing. So we are accepted, but we need to have a little bit better understanding of what we do.
What would you say is the universal feeling that your patients get from applying chiropractic to their health routines and their daily habits?
It usually comes from pain, right? It usually comes from, oh, I went in there for low back pain, but now I understand it helps my asthma. Or I went in there for neck pain, but now I understand that my finger tingling is due to that. So I think it helps patients when you kind of educate them. But if they start with a little bit more chiropractic lifestyle and they say, this is part of my regular routine. My buddy Mikey 25, 26, 27 years ago when he started chiropractic. He showed me his budget, and I said, what's this? He says, well, I just want to show you how I put so much in for two adjustments a month. That's part of my budget. That is a real understanding of healthcare. Mm-hmm. This is what I need to do. I'm working out. I'm eating well. I'm doing this. This is what my budget is, because he's a budgeted man. He had a budget from the day I met him, and he's very, very astute financially. And when he made his budget, he included chiropractic care twice a month. That was great. I mean, to see that on paper was, wow, mm-hmm. man, you got it.
Is the whole idea around chiropractic not only to recondition people to the fear of pain, but to show them that they have the ability to self-heal?
Yeah, and that's huge, right? Because who wants pain, right? We don't want pain, but, oh, I fear the pain of this. Well, what are you doing to prevent that?
Yeah.
And do I use chiropractic care? Do I use exercise? Do I use nutrition? Do I use all those things to make sure that I'm not in not only pain, but a disease process that I can prevent?
Let's go deep. Is the human body repressed when it's in pain and when there is no interference or no pain? Can we call that fulfillment?
Fulfillment? Yes. I think that fulfillment's a really great word. We got empowerment from you today. We got fulfillment from you today. And when we have pain, they say, well, it's okay to take drugs if you're in pain because your body heals better when it's in a relaxed state. I don't buy that. And I'm not a fan of that. I think that you can work through pain, but your body's giving you that information that there's something going on. We like the word when people come in, oh, it's all muscles. My muscles are all tight. Why are they tight? Let's get to the cause of that problem. Why are they tight? Why are they tightening up on you? Why am I sore? Because my body is doing these actions and reactions. And then the medication that we have to fear, and we don't. Why would we have to worry about that? Why don't we just start a little bit more prevention, a little bit more in tune with their health, the ability to heal, the knowledge that they have the ability to heal? I think still people don't realize that they really do have the ability to heal. It's crazy. And maybe your diet alone is causing some ill effects on you. Maybe it's your lifestyle of sedentary lifestyle, sitting at the, well, I sat at the computer for 8 hours yesterday. When I got up, I was a little sore. Really? You think? So there's some things out there that we have to actually look at and say, wow, man, I mean, they just don't know. You don't know what you don't know.
You know, as you know, people want results. What happens after the process of self-healing?
Ooh, what happens after process? Healing takes place as far as the chiropractor goes, as soon as we deliver that adjustment, as soon as we try to impact that nervous system with some goodness and some empowerment. That's my empowerement.
Write that down.
We're going to have the dynamism. Remember that dynamic?
That's another word.
Dynamism. We're going to start the healing process, and maybe the inflammation will go down. Maybe the movement will increase. Maybe even your range of motion will increase. So those things we'll start to see. And as you heal, we'll ask a patient later on, hey, since I understand your pain is gone. I mean, I understand that you're going through this process. How's your energy level? Oh, it's better. How's your sleeping? Well, you know what? I used to not sleep more than a couple hours. Now I'm sleeping 8 hours straight through. So that's changed. Oh, and how about the way you're eating? How's that changed? Well, you told me about this, that, or the other thing, and I have actually changed this, and I'm doing more of this. Maybe we've mentioned paleo. Maybe you want to do some reading on the paleo cardiologist, the book from Dr. Wolfson. Maybe you want to do this. Maybe you want to do that. So we'll ask them questions. That's when you see the healing. That's when you actually see the process of these people mm-hmm. listening and us just giving our recommendation and allowing them to actually be empowered with their own health.
You mentioned these two words just a moment ago. How would you describe the chiropractic lifestyle to someone wanting to make a change in their health and their own well-being?
I would take my boys as an example, and I'd say there is the chiropractic lifestyle. Never had a drug or a shot in their lives. Knock on some wood.
Right.
Never had that. When they have a problem, they think body first. They think, what is the cause of my problem? Why did I do that? And what can I do to help myself?
Do they think like a chiropractor?
Yeah, they do. I mean, they really do. They think like a chiropractor, and it's nice to see. Oh, I need an adjustment. Or I wish you were here, Dad, this week, because I slipped and down to, like Cooper, I fell down the stairs again, and I'm a little banged up. All right, wait till I get there. And that's why I go down to Arizona. I never went more than 2 weeks because I never want my boys to be without an adjustment for more than 2 weeks.
Sure.
Because I know degeneration operation happens on either side of 2 weeks, and I know that we don't want that buildup of subluxation. So, but they think chiropractic. When you're in a chiropractic lifestyle, you're trying to do things for yourself. You're making sure your nervous system is number one, keeping that supreme system at number one, and everything else should follow.
As their father, and not only and their chiropractor, did you empower them with the gift of asking the right questions about their own bodies?
Yeah, I think maybe we did those conversations along the way, and or we'll just tell stories about the other side, and what, and they listen, and the more they listen, the more they were around. I think that's just their lifestyle. So I think they and you know, Cooper, he's a hoot, man. I said, you still want to be a chiropractor? He goes, I'm thinking about being a drug dealer. And it just to razz me. I'm like, yeah, man, yeah. That's good money. But whatever he does, he'll be great. But and same with Vince. But it's funny because they know what gets me. They know what pushes my buttons. And it's fun to listen to them give me a little nudge every once in a while.
You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. Our conversation with Dr. Kersey will continue after these messages. You're listening to Conversation Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. I'm Dave Stroh. Dr. Kersey, as a doctor, as a teacher, and a person, are you fulfilled as a chiropractor?
I am fulfilled as a chiropractor. I can answer that quickly and honestly. I do feel fulfilled as a chiropractor. I don't think there's any other profession that is as fulfilling as being a chiropractor. At the end of the day, when you know you've helped so many people, and it is fulfilling. It is sometimes grueling. It is sometimes tough.
Right.
And it is sometimes frustrating, but it is certainly fulfilling. A guy called me this morning. He used to live here, you know, 17 years ago, and he's down there, and he just called to tell me how much better he was doing after his adjustment.
Fantastic.
That's fulfilling. You've made my day. Now I can go forward and know that I'm helping people. So yeah, it's fulfilling.
After 35 years, what do you love about what you do on a daily basis?
I love exactly that. Making sure I'm fulfilled. I love when a patient leaves our office, they usually leave with a smile, mm-hmm. sometimes a tear, but mostly a smile. And I know that when that person left, I feel good. And, what else? I think that helping Palmer College of Chiropractic,
your alma mater,
years, my alma mater, that's fulfilling. I like supporting our profession worldwide. I like being here with you. You asking me questions, I have what everybody else thinks that I know you're going to ask me. But when I can answer those questions, I feel whole as a chiropractor. If you can ask me a question, I can answer it without going, that makes me feel like I'm doing the right thing. I have enough education and enough experience to answer questions that you can bring to me. That's fulfilling to me. And it makes me feel good to be a chiropractor that is willing to be out there and help the patients and help society be healthier.
Is it ever possible for a chiropractor to reach the pinnacle of their profession?
Yeah, that was last year.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
It's all downhill from now?
It's all downhill. You know, this one group I was with, a bunch of chiropractors, this one guy had a graph, and he showed you how your practice builds up over time, and then it hits a plateau, and then it slowly goes down. Well, and that was over like a couple year period. And I think, well, I look back and I'm thinking, well, that's not our practice. Our practice is going crazy. And it's not really a plateau. It has that little up and down,
sure.
But it's up, man. There's no decline right now. And when is the pinnacle? I don't know when the actual pinnacle would be. I think that maybe we should all leave our jobs at the top instead of waiting it until it died down. But I don't know when that is. I guess we can look at some statistics and look at those review and see when was our pinnacle, when was our peak, and when should we give up? But I don't know when that'll be. Maybe I haven't hit that yet. Maybe the last 27 years has been getting ready to get ready for the big boom of chiropractic. Maybe this is what we need to do. Maybe we need to do something different next week.
Do you have within you a reservoir of knowledge that, when tapped, can help your patients live healthier and maybe even longer lives?
Ooh, I think I do that every day, but I think you bring out a lot of that reservoir, because you ask me questions that I wouldn't. If I had to go and say, well, what are we going to talk about on the radio today? I would pick little things that I think people want to hear about. But you, your think tank and your questioning has got my resources flowing in my reservoir? Because I don't know. I mean, I when you ask me questions, do I know that answer? Well, I have to look for it. And we do that on a regular basis with patients. When they ask you questions, we come up with answers, or we say we don't know if we don't know. But we're never gonna tell them something false. So, but I think that the challenges every day are fun, and I like that. And we are challenged by patients because everyone's different. We don't ever have somebody coming with the exact same thing. We see similar, and then we rely on our similar and our experience and our intellect to figure out what we need to do.
I should tell people that you walk into the studio every Tuesday with just a cup of coffee, wearing a Philadelphia Eagles jersey. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, and my backwards hat, ready to go to gym. Yeah, so and that's the way we roll.
Do you have a philosophy about life that you've adapted into your profession, or has your profession adapted itself into your life?
Wow, I think that's both. As the nervous system adapts to its environment, I've adapted a lot of things. I think I've taken a lot of things that people told me that I had to take into my practice. Mm-hmm. I've got rid of those, and I haven't listened, so I've taken control a little bit. I've given up control on a lot of things. I don't try to control people's appointments or their plans of care, and I've given up a lot of control. So I've adapted that way because I like people to listen a little bit more. But I've given up. I'm here for you, but I'm not gonna babysit. I don't want to do that. So I'm here. And when people say I don't need care, I don't care, man. If you don't want our help, that's fine. You're not gonna live the life that you deserve if you don't respect some opinions of some people that have some knowledge behind them, medical doctor, chiropractor, or otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Are there rules of chiropractic that must be adhered to every day?
I think there are rules, and I think that we really need to start looking at the core philosophy of chiropractic and say, you know, we really do the subluxation, the nervous system. That's big, that's huge. And when you're out there as a chiropractor poo-pooing what we are all about, I think that's a problem in our world, and it usually comes from financial woes of, we need drugs and minor surgery and chiropractic so we can do this. No, we're doing it for your pocketbook, baby. And what about over here? Oh, why don't you have massage in your office? Well, it's not chiropractic. I don't have massage. I just choose not to have. But it feels good. Yes, it does, but it's not chiropractic. I'm sticking to my core chiropractic beliefs that that's not what I need in my practice. If you want to do that, great. Love massage. Feels great. Wonderful. Help us release all kinds of tension. It's wonderful. Love it. Is it in my practice? No. What about supplements? Great. They're in my practice. If you want something, I get it for you. I think supplements are great. But we're not pushing that. There's other people that are more knowledgeable on that stuff than I am. So we love vitamin D. We love fish oil. We love a good multivitamin. So there's some things that we know that are good, mm-hmm. and some things that we're like, that's interesting. If you want get that, we'll do some research on it. We'll get that for you. So, yeah.
What is your relationship as a chiropractor with the power source of the human body?
Oh, what is my relationship with the power source? That's a great question. I think there is an innate connection when I walk into that room. So sometimes I'll walk into the room, I look and I go, left shoulder pain? And they go, that's weird. And I think there is an absolute connection there.
And the power source is going, Kersey's here.
Kersey's here. Hey. And then when we go adjust, that moved without you touching me. I'm like, yeah, it's scared of me.
Yeah.
It knows I'm coming. But there are those little connections that you get when you walk into the room. You're like, oh, something's not right. And we often get, what's bothering you today? Nothing. What's bothering you today? Nothing. What's bothering you today? Blah, the tears start coming. You just know. I mean, because when you're dealing with this patient and you actually are in tune with your patient and you know that patient, mm-hmm. and you know what's right, what's wrong, and what's going on with them, there is a power source that we're connected to. So when you walk into that room or walk up to that table, whether it's open adjusting or whether it's in a room or it's open door or closed door, whatever that chiropractor, when you walk in, there's a connection. And if you ignore that connection, I think that's where you're going wrong with that patient, because they're there for you to serve them. And when you walk in, there is a definite power source that you tap into.
You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. Our conversation with Dr. Kersey continues after this. You're listening to Conversation Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. I'm Dave Stroh. Dr. Kersey, are there subjects that you are particularly hyper about these days when you are consulting with your patients in regard to their spinal, immune, and nervous system health?
Well, we dealt with the big virus over the last couple of years.
Yes, we have.
And we always thought, is there going to be a day where I don't have to talk about this? So that was, and we were trying to help with the immune system. We were talking about immune function and internal ability to heal and resistance, internal resistance, internal resistance, internal resistance. So that was a big topic, and we were doing a lot of reading on that.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're doing a lot of reading on the spike proteins and the false immunizations and all these things that are coming out with the vaccine. So we're seeing a lot of that stuff. But that conversation just stinks, man. I just, ugh. So the conversations I like are, what can I do to be better? What can I do to reach my optimal potential? What can I do to better myself? And we see a lot of that. And we're getting away from a lot of that sick talk. And sick talk is sick, but I like the
empowerment talk, Dave,
and that's what we're all about. I mean, we're trying to empower you to get that nervous system flowing, to get that life force coming. Tony Robbins just wrote that book, Life Force.
Yes,
he stole that from us, of course. But I used to think Deepak Chopra was the biggest stealer of chiropractic because you read his books, you're like, that's all chiropractic. But it's all what? It's all about the person. It's all about who we are. And just because chiropractic has a lot of the truths about life and being. It's just a natural health, you know, and there's a lot of stuff out there. So the more we can get jazzed on that, I think the better. There's a lot of meditation talk. There's a lot of exercise talk. There's a lot of people doing a lot of great things online because we had to over the last couple
right.
of years. So there's a lot of new coaching and a lot of life coaching, a lot of these things. Well, you know, your chiropractor is your life coach too, you know, because we that's what we're trying to do is empower you for everything.
Must we as a society be detoxifying ourselves now of toxins, mental rubbish, and unnecessary stress? And can that be done with the application of chiropractic?
Chiropractic's going to clean up that nervous system. I know that. And it's going to help with the body's ridding of things because that's what innate does, right? Your immune system, your all your systems of your body that are designed to do that. Well, your liver's going to do that. Well, yeah, but who's controlling that liver? It's your nervous system controlling that liver. So yes, chiropractic is definitely a part of that. Are there programs out there with your detoxifying medicals and all that? Yeah, and there are some things with autistic children that there's a diet for that to detoxify of whatever if it was maybe caused from a mercury poisoning because there are cases of that are due to that and. I'm not saying all, but there are some. So we can detoxify. We should be detoxifying. We should be eating clean. Well, what does that mean, eating clean?
Yeah.
Put down the bag of Doritos and I'll explain it to you.
Is it your responsibility to get the human body to unlock its very nature of possessing an extraordinary healing power and ability?
Wow. Yes, that should be my main goal. My main goal is to unlock your inborn potential. My goal is to get that innate flow going. My goal is to, my responsibility, I'll use your words, my responsibility is to remove nerve interference. And that should be one of my responsibilities. Other responsibilities may include blah, 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 blah. But yeah, if I'm not releasing that inborn potential, what am I doing as a chiropractor? I mean, maybe somebody else could do it. Maybe your physio can do that. Maybe your massage therapist, maybe your medical doctor, maybe somebody else can help you with all those other things too. But if I'm not focused on removing that nerve interference, what am I doing as a chiropractor?
Where are you located? Where's the office of
129 129 East 7th Avenue downtown. Somebody said he said you false advertising because you said you had a nice parking lot. Last week we had a sinkhole, so we had to fill it, so we didn't have a parking lot. But yeah.
Dr. Kersey, I want to thank you for sharing this hour with us. If you would like to live a life of better health, you can call Kersey Chiropractic at
569-9355.
You go look for Dr. Foley because we want to know where he's at.
We're going to find him.
Dr. Kersey will join us again next Tuesday at 8 a.m. for another Conversation Unlimited. I'm Dave Stroh. Have a good week.